20th parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Beis. We'll continue certain halachas of Boyer. Boyer through this type of filter, a piece of cloth, and the lack that was stretched over a kli, and you pour something over it. Noisim mayim agavi shmor mishul sheyitzalo. Shmor are the leftover peels, pits of crushed grapes. So if you put these onto this cloth before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you pour water over the cloth, and it causes some of the wine to come out of the of those shmarim, and the shmarim remain without the wine. They'll be clear, clean without the wine in them. That is permitted. That is a major chiddush over here. It looks like it's some type of bayah. But the way Mishnah Berurah explains it is that after bayah is going to the water, bayah means you took something that had some undesirable thing and removed the undesirable part. Here, the water you poured into it was perfectly good water, and the water that came out of the bottom was also good water. So as far as the water that you poured through it, you didn't do an act of dreira to the water, and the fact that some of the wine comes out is not considered an act of dreira either. If a person has wine, so it depends, once again. If the wine has some stuff in it that's not drinkable, it's definitely also to filter it out in any fashion. Here we're talking about that the wine has some little white particles in them, which it's drinkable the way it is. He wants to make it a little bit clearer. So when we say the ikad din a bayir, it's not also, because if something's good the way it is, to make the drop better, as long as it's drinkable before, and there's no issue of bayir. And therefore you could do, you could use it, a suder, the type of cloth that has provided, it has to be cloth that's meyuchas for filtering. Otherwise, if you use your shirt, we're concerned that you're going to squeeze it out, and you could always sometimes have problems also of malabon, of washing it. Or between a mitzvah, which is a basket which is made out of palm branches and was used for filtering things out. Those are permitted. Noisim beisa l'mefanen shalchazo. This is another very big tradition in Hilchos Bayah. Person had some sifter or whatever it was, some filter cloth, and he had on top of it was sitting mustard seed. And he wants the mustard seed to look a little bit more yellow. So he takes an egg, and a raw egg, and he puts it over there. What happens is that the yellow part of the egg gets stuck onto the mustard, and the white part goes down. So the chayla sounds like butter. The maitzit says that it's permitted, because it says that he's not really interested in eating one part of the egg and getting rid of the other part of the egg. He doesn't treat one as eichel and one as tzeilis. Just wanted to give the ad to add a little bit of color to the food he has. That's not considered that he's taking one and leaving the other. Very big Kiddush. Yeah, there's some other explanations for that, the one that Mishnah Berurah brings. A of Oifim Anumlin B'Shabbos. When to make this this drink, which contained wine, honey, and spices, peppers. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer B'Shabbos B'Kayis. From Shabbos, you should only make one cup of it. You should make a large amount. It looks like you're thinking about Shriach itself without any need on Shabbos. The Yontif, the Logan, Yontif, you're allowed to make a larger amount, a certain type of jug. You're allowed to make a whole larger jug, a barrel. Yeah. So these are all Yisurim according to Rabbi Yehuda of Tircha. It depends how many guests you have. Depending on that, that's the match you're allowed to make. We might be passing like the Tanakam that says that there's no limitation to this. You're allowed to make this drink, you don't have to be in the sound to make a smaller amount.